This is Talking Business. Joining me now is Dr. Matthew McDougall, who's the CEO of DaiguSales.com, and also Xing Mao, who's the Managing Director of Australian Health Products Central. G'day, Matt and Xing Mao.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Now, perhaps start with you, Matt. Your business, Daigu Sales, when did you start it and what does it do? Explain to us.
Yeah, look, we started the business about a year ago, and it came out of the need for Chinese who lived in Australia to send product back to China. And it seemed, you know, a good thing that they'd be buying lots of product here and sending it back. If we thought if we can sort of help them facilitate it, it'll grow jobs in Australia and help get product back into China. So that really looked at this area called Daigao, or buying on behalf of. It was an interesting area that was fairly demonised by the media in Australia and yet provided a critical pathway for brands going into China. So we wanted to tackle that.
So you sell to the Daigos in Australia? I mean, at the moment, my impression was that they were going around supermarkets with trolleys, filling them up with infant formula and then selling them back, sending them back to China themselves. So what do you do that's different? Do you sell direct to them?
Yeah, so look, what we looked at was, why did Daigou go to Coles and Woolies and Chemist Warehouse and others and strip shelves of infant formula? Well, it comes down to the fact that the product isn't readily available other than through retail. So we formed a marketplace, very similar to like a Tmall or a JD. And in that marketplace, we sourced product directly from manufacturers. And then we made that available through to the Daigou buyers. And in turn, we then wrapped shipping back into China. So we provided an online marketplace for Daigou to conveniently source product and have it shipped back to China as a way to stop them going into pharmacies and into supermarkets to source product.
But it looks like you're bypassing them in a way. I mean, you've got a WeChat store in China. So can't people in China just buy directly from you?
Well, we look at a channel called D2C or Daigou to Consumer. The fact is our marketplace is a closed marketplace, only available to Daigou to come in and have a look. And in turn, within the marketplace themselves, Daigou set up storefronts, you know, the WeChat storefronts. So they in turn sell to the consumers or their buyers in China through our marketplace. Those buyers in China cannot come into our marketplace because it's a wholesale marketplace where you don't want people to see pricing and things. So the Daigou are very protective of their buyers. So within the marketplace, they can then purchase and then sell direct to their buyers in China.
Oh, okay, righto. So you're a wholesale market, not retail.
Exactly right.
Essentially. And what about you, Xing Mao? You're a pharmacist. Tell us what Australian Health Products Central is.
Okay, Australian Health Products Central is a sister company of Pharmacy Alliance. Pharmacy Alliance is a national independent pharmacy group with over 650 pharmacies right across Australia. So Australian Health Products Central is working for independent pharmacies in a Pharmacy Alliance network to help them establish their China businesses. So we are retail pharmacies.
It's interesting. I'd never heard of Pharmacy Alliance. I mean, I presume your members don't brand themselves as Pharmacy Alliance pharmacies. Is that correct? They just brand themselves as independent pharmacies.
That is not correct. Some of the pharmacies has their brandings. I think at least about 100 pharmacy has their branding out there, but they're not all in the New South Wales. A lot of them are in the countryside, and we're across the nation. It's the goal for the Pharmacy Alliance this year and the next year, try to brand at least 80% of their pharmacies. So they're not only just carrying their own name, they also have the Pharmacy Alliance branding.
And so you set up Australian Health Products Central as a sort of an assistant company to what, sell mainly into China the products? You've set up a store within Matt's business.
That's correct. Not only to China, we look at Asian countries as a potential exporting country, and we are not only just limited to Asian countries. There's Europe, there's other countries. We're open to everything, everywhere in the world. So what we're doing is very unique because Australia has great products and everybody trusts what Australian products and they trust what the pharmacist in Australia can do for them. So we actually want to help the Australian people, the Australian pharmacist, to build up their business To all the countries, yeah.
So are you selling entirely through the Daigou sales business that Matt's got, or are you selling it through a number of outlets?
We sell through a number of outlets. Daigou Sale is certainly our local market, our domestic approach for all the pharmacists to participate. And we're also heading to China. We already got approved our application on some of the larger platforms, such as Suning. So we're heading towards China as we're speaking.
Ellen, can I just jump in and just to explain the difference to some of the listeners? So where our platform provides a solution to someone like Sing is in the Daigou or the D2C market, because what we're trying to do in terms of the partnership is say, okay, pharmacy has 30,000 products. How do we make those available to Chinese in China? Well, we do that through our platform targeting Daigou. And so the Chinese living in Australia who want to purchase great, high-quality Australian products can send it back through the post to their personal buyers in China. And that's different to what Sing's also doing, because she's talking about going on to the B2C platforms and selling to the consumers. So ours is their wholesale marketplace targeting Chinese consumers via the Daigou, and her other platforms are actually targeting the consumers in China. So she's participating in two different channels, although they're both Chinese consumers.
I mean, it strikes me that this whole area of selling into China is kind of chaotic. I mean, it seems to be just all over the place. You know, like, you know, there's Daigou's doing it. There's people selling direct. I mean, Swiss Vitamins is now owned by a Hong Kong business. Mm. Blackmores are selling directly into China of their stuff. So then there's the you know, the infant formula coming out of the supermarkets. I mean, are you trying to basically get it organised, Matt? I mean, participate in the organisation of what is a chaotic marketplace?
Well, look, I wouldn't agree it's chaotic. I'd say it's highly complex. And look, this is something I've been doing for almost 20 years. And I guess over that time, we've seen a fragmentation. You know, there was, you know, in early 2008, thereabouts, we had these free trade zones created in China so we could do cross-border e-commerce. And that then created a channel to China for emerging brands. And then in 2008, we had the melamine scare with, you know, poisoning kids and things, and that created a huge fear and distrust of local brands. So this thing called Daigou created itself. So rather than it being chaotic, I think it's very organized. It just happens to be highly complex. So for a brand owner in Australia, you know, sitting back saying, how do I get started? You know, it could be a nightmare. But it's actually pretty seamless and pretty clear. So for a brand owner in Australia to get started, they should look to the Australian community, the Chinese Australian community here first, because it's a great proxy to understand if the Chinese consume your product, if they enjoy the taste profile or the quality or the experience of the product. And if that's indeed the case, then it's a pretty good assumption to assume that Chinese in China will probably like to buy the product as well. Then it comes down to, okay, well, how do I get that product over there? Daigou are a great starting point. When you can prove that purchase path, then you can start adding on B2C channels like Tmall or Jingdong or VIP or Koala or et cetera. And if that in case starts to take off as well, well, then you can actually start thinking about going into shelf in a B2B way and going into the Chinese retail. So there is quite a natural progression and quite a natural pathway to China, except you've just got to sit back and make sure you have this, you know, the right time frames, the right expectations of what you can achieve, and just have the right partner. Because if you don't have those things, you're highly likely to be unsuccessful.
Well, it also seems to be quite a volatile market. I mean, we've seen Bellamy's go up and down or down and up as a result of losing its license. And then others have kind of, it seems to me that it's a bit of a, how can I put it, fragile business. Do you think it's settling into being a permanent and sustainable business now, Matt?
Well, look, I guess when you look at brands, you've got to come down and look at consumer. And when you look at the consumer in China, their perceptions change rapidly. You know, Bellamy's was in. So 2015, Bellamy's was hot. And then in 2016, it was not. And you can see, you know, the reason behind that was Bellamy went direct into market with lower pricing, which created huge problems for the Daigou, who'd bought at a larger price, suddenly having to sell it cheaply, and that created a real price problem. And so yes, the consumer is fickle and the consumer will move on trends, but if a brand develops a strong relationship, like anywhere else in the world, the Chinese consumer will embrace it over long time, like long periods.
So, it's, I mean, obviously, as Matt says, there's tens of thousands of products in a pharmacy. And Jingmao, are you mostly doing vitamin supplements out of the chemist's out of the pharmacies?
It's vitamins, formulas. We also open our mind to the pharmacy and the pharmacist are only that products you can only buy from the pharmacy. However, the regulations in China is very strict. You cannot send those products into their cross-border bonded warehouses. However, you can send it as a pick and a pack through Australian Post and send it to consumers over there. There are options that's open. If the regulations in China or in other country gets relaxed, these are great, fantastic products that can go into as an entry to other country as well, because we have great products.
Also, you can send some of those products directly to consumers in China, so you don't have to go into the warehouses.
So just on the Daigou side, so the way it's done, it's sent a small parcel cross-border. And what that basically means is a personal item. And if it's a personal item, and it's got to conform to a size and a pricing to be a personal item, then you can actually send it through the post or couriers. And when you do that, there's no VAT or duty payable on a personal item into China. So, again, it's a highly regulated cross-border channel. So it's not as if you can just send as much as you possibly want. The receiver can only receive a certain amount per year of value. But for certain goods, it's a legitimate way to get stuff from Australia to China.
We're going to have to leave it there, but it's been terrific talking to you. Thanks very much, Matt, and Jingmao.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Alan.
That was Dr. Matthew McDougall, CEO of DaiguSales.com, and also Jingmao, who's the Managing Director of Australian Health Products Central.